while the world whizzes by. Enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
You're listening to audio from 102.5 The Bone.
In 3, 2, 1. Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
Yeah, my meltdown is to the University of South Florida Bulls football team. All I can say to you guys is I'm De Niro in Copland right now. You blew it! You blew it! You had him on the ropes. Johnny said the Gators were in trouble. It would have been such a big win for the program, the Jeff Scott era, and they couldn't pull it off. They blew it. With the last, I mean, they were driving too. It was fourth quarter.
It was 20, they were up 28-24.
And then I think, well, I was pretty tipsy by this point.
They took the lead.
Exactly what happened. I know. And then they were coming. I think the Gators scored and they were driving down the field to win the game, essentially.
Right.
Ice the game at that point. And they had a bad snap and the ball went all the way back there. Bohannon couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
And they blew it. Simple as that. It's so frustrating.
How do you like the term moral victory?
I mean, is it a moral victory? I mean, look, they got Louisville coming up this Saturday.
Yeah.
Louisville's a really good football team. They just lost to Florida State. I guess Florida State's good now.
Yeah, they're pretty good again.
What happened, but they're good. So, I mean, if the moral victory leads to them laying an egg in Louisville, then it's not a moral victory. I mean, it's going to depend how they play. If they hang tough again with another moral victory against Louisville, then you go, all right, this program's on an upswing. But if they get walloped next week, you're just back to you're starting at zero again.
I hate the term moral victory.
I hate
Now I don't mind morale boost or but don't put the word victory in a loss. It's not a victory. You lost.
You lost.
But
you blew it.
It's something to build upon. You know, I can see it's a morale builder. Like you hung with a school you've never beaten before,
and nobody gave him a chance to even hang tough with. I mean, and they really did. They played great. It was the best game I've ever seen them play under Jeff Scott.
Yeah,
and it's just a shame. I really thought they were going to pull it out, and I was so excited.
Me too.
But no, just they blew it.
Yeah,
they blew it. So yeah, I mean, again, if they get walloped next week, then they're right back at zero. That moral victory is for naught. But if they go in, they play a tight game again, or they end up pulling one out, then yeah, I guess you could say it's a moral victory. But you won't know until the following week. But still, it's an L. It's in the loss column. Now they're 1-2. Back at a big year for Jeff Scott. So, you know, I don't know. It was an exciting thing to watch, but man, just heartbreaking there right at the end. And it was within their grasp. All they had to do was not turn it over. And he didn't throw a pick. He didn't fumble. Just bad snap.
Yeah.
That's just totally inexcusable. It's a damn shame.
I know. I tweeted that out yesterday because the only turnover the Bucs had was a bad snap where Brady just messed up the snap between the center and himself. They showed the replay, and it was all on Brady.
Yeah.
And I said the most annoying thing to me in football above the peewee level is a fumbled snap. That's something that should never happen.
Yeah.
And an elite level, including high school and above. Sorry, but not sorry.
That's right.
Stop it.
That's right.
It's a lot on the line, man. There's a lot on the line. I mean, money on the line. Think about what that could do for USF's organization. That kind of win can bring in scholarships, can bring in sponsors.
It would have been huge.
Yeah.
It would have been huge.
All right, let's grab this phone call real quick. Hello, you are on the Johnny B Show. How can we help you?
Hello?
Oh, hey, Diane.
Hey, Diane. What's up?
Hey. Will, I missed you.
Cool. We're doing meltdowns right now. Did you have a meltdown?
I have a meltdown, but I just want to tell you that Johnny beat me up bad.
Oh, no.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He called me a liar.
When?
I told a Gator story.
What are you talking about?
He didn't believe me.
Yeah.
The gator story, you said there's no way I could see.
Oh, yeah, you lied.
Bridge.
You lied.
When was this?
You lied, Diane.
When you,
you lied.
Weren't there, Will.
Wednesday when you when you're
oh, yeah.
When your computer messed up or the connection here messed
up.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right, let me tell you what this broad said. Silence, woman. Let me tell you what she said.
Okay.
All right. She was doing that thing where she was scrambling for a story because she had nothing, kind of like what's about to happen, right? And she says, oh, I got a – we were talking about gators, right? She goes, I have a gator story. I go, okay. She goes, I was driving over the bridge on Florida Avenue and over the Hillsborough River. Now, I know this area very, very well. I grew up in this area, okay? Mm-hmm. It's right next to that big water tower right there. And she says, as I was driving over the bridge, I looked over the side and I saw what looked to be a giant log or something in the water. So I pulled over and I checked it out and it was a big old alligator.
Holy moly.
All right. First of all, Will, if you're driving even close to the speed limit, you're not going to look over the side of a bridge and notice a giant log and decide, should I investigate this log? Let me quickly pull over. And by the way, there's no way at that speed you could even pull over to the side of the river. And there's nowhere there to do that. You would have to pull all the way around. Hey, dumbass,
Johnny,
I'm hanging up on you.
Exactly
I'm hanging up on you because you just cussed on my show again. She is a moron,
dude. Oh, my
dude.
God.
She is a moron. So anyway, if you're driving and you're eye level with sitting down in your car, you can't see the water from the bridge. You can't.
Okay.
You might be able to see water a half mile down the river in the distance, but unless you're hanging your head over the side of the bridge, standing on it, you can't see the water. And then to be able to identify an alligator floating in brown water right there in Seminole Heights, you'd have to be an eagle eye. So she was lying the whole way. You don't have to be, you know, a goddamn Angela Lansbury to figure out this broad is lying.
I don't know. I believe her.
No, you don't, Will. Stop that. So I called her out. I go, it didn't happen, Diane. You're making up a story. She just would not admit it. I go, just admit you're wrong. You're lying. Please stop this. People started calling in. They're like, yeah, dude, I know that bridge. Even Booby called in. He's like, you know, we grew up in that area, Johnny. Everybody knows if you drive over there, you know, you can't just look while you're driving and see an alligator or what you think is an alligator, then pull off to the side of the road. And then she said she went under the bridge and she saw the alligator and took a picture of it.
That's a bridge. The Florida Avenue Bridge is the one that was used in the Punisher film. Is that what we're talking about here?
I don't think that's the one at all. No,
okay.
I think that was the one.
Looks very, it's like made out of metal.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one on Kennedy downtown, I believe.
Okay.
That's that one. Yeah.
All right.
But it's a tiny little, bridge. It's on Florida Avenue before you get to like Waters and Bush and all that area there. It's like Bird Street is next and then Waters. You know, I know it very well. I grew up there. There was a Kmart right after the bridge. You know what I mean? There was a Shakey's, which was like a family bar. Believe it or not, those used to be things where you take your kid and they have an arcade and then a band plays out there and everybody smokes and gets drunk. You know, and now there's a KFC there and a Dunkin' Donuts across the street and stuff. But and a Krispy Kreme a couple blocks down. She's lying, dude. She's lying. Physically, you could not be able to see an alligator while you're driving over the bridge. And then she changed her story and goes, I wasn't driving. Someone else is driving. I go, even from the passenger seat, you're not going to be able to see. There could be 10 dead bodies floating in Hillsborough River as you're driving over, and you would never, ever know because you can't see it from your car. You just can't. And then she just would not admit it. I hate liars like that, dude. I hate it. Don't call and put the air.
You're listening to an original 102.5 The Bone Podcast.